for Hotshot Eddie, it was a bitter pill to swallow. He had been playing in a rock and roll band called the Early Birds for a few weeks. Last night, the other members of the band kicked him out. They said he was too lazy and didn't practice often enough. Also, they didn't see eye to eye with Eddie over the kind of music he wanted to play.
"We're sick and tired of your attitude," said Dude Gimble, the band's drummer. "You keep talking about making it big, but you're not prepared to make an effort. When you came late for the practice tonight, it was the last straw. We've decided to find another guitar player."
Though he was feeling blue when he woke up this morning, Eddie soon got over the setback. He decided that he would start another band and call it the Late Worms. A lion was sleeping under a tree one day when a mouse ran into him and woke him up. The lion, upset that his sleep had been disturbed, caught the mouse. The mouse was scared that the lion would kill him, so he pleaded for mercy and apologized. Seeing how scared and sorry the little mouse was, the lion let him go.
Sometime later, the lion got trapped in a hunter's net. He gave out a mighty roar, but he could not escape. Recognizing the lion's voice, the mouse ran over and began chewing at the net. In a few minutes, the lion was freed from the net. Happy to be free again, the lion realized that his kindness had not been wasted. The telephone rings at the FBI headquarters. "Hi, is this the FBI?"
"Yes, it is. What do you want?"
"I think you should know that my neighbor, Ron Spaulding, is a drug dealer. He hides his drugs in his firewood."
The next day, many FBI officers arrive at Spaulding's house in the country. They search the storehouse where the firewood is kept, breaking every piece of wood they see. They find no drugs and swear at Mr. Spaulding as they leave. A little while later, the telephone rings at Spaulding's house.
"Hey, Ron, did the FBI come?"
"Yep."
"Did they chop up all your firewood?"
"They sure did."
"Great! Now it's your turn to call. I need my vegetable patch plowed."